Welcome to Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs, from classic and acid and progressive rock to new wave, new age, rockabilly punk, and more. From the 70s and 80s, burning my vinyl LP collection to digital. And I am Brad to the Bone. And we're going to be listening to the Canadian band Rush today. Rush, that's right. Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, Neil Peart, forming in 1968. And well known for their incredible talent as a trio. Only three of them in this band. And we're featuring their fifth studio LP, A Farewell to Kings, and that was my first introduction to Rush back in my college days when I was listening to, Progressive Rock Station KXLU, I believe, now defunct, long defunct, actually, and kicking back between classes at lunch hour in my car listening to Xanadu coming on. Yeah, that was really something. Some piece. An 11-minute track. Bold stations like KXLU would play stuff like that. And, and I got hooked on Rush. Yeah. And, what else? Well, Rush, Canadian band, they actually ranked 86th in sales over their career of 25 million units they were sold in the United States. And they got several nominations for Grammy Awards as well. And, what else? Well, Geddy Lee on bass and lead vocals, of course, the screaming lead vocals. Can't miss his vocals. Kind of sounds a little bit like John Anderson of Yes, perhaps. Alex Lifeson on guitars. And Neil Peart, your drummer and percussionist. Yeah. Hard rock, progressive rock style, Rush. All right, what else can we say about Rush? Oh, gosh. Farewell to Kings, their fifth LP, coming out in 1977 on Anthem Records. Recorded in Wales, England. And it was Rush's first U.S. gold-selling LP also. So how about that? All right, let's head into the A side right now of Rush's Farewell to Kings right here on Brad's Vinyl. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whoosh. Oh, yeah. That's gotta be probably my favorite, all-time favorite Rush song of all time. I'm Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And we just finished up the A-side of the fifth LP by Rush, A Farewell to Kings. Starting out with A Farewell to Kings and finishing up with Xanadu. Two tracks on that side. And Farewell to Kings. You know, I hear a political message in Farewell to Kings with those lyrics talking about, oh, you know, the hypocrites are slandering the sacred halls of truth. Kind of sounds like a little false media advertising out there, yeah? So, fake news, whatever you want to call it. Interesting. And Xanadu, oh, wow, just, you know, that's from the poem, of course, the Kubla Khan, the poem called Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge back in the 1800s, I think. I think he wrote that in the 1800s, 18-something, 1816, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, describing a exotic utopia called Xanadu, which is what Merriam-Webster describes as the definition of Xanadu, actually an idyllic and exotic, luxurious place, you know. And they've taken some of the words out of the poetry as well. Very creative the way they've arranged this. Rush. Yeah. Rush. Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson arranging the music on that one. So I'm Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Let's head on into the B-side of Rush's Farewell to Kings right now.
Thank you. discover and use for his newly found wealth.
When life becomes as barren and as cold as winter skies, there's a beacon in the darkness, in a distant paradise. In vain to search for
thank you.
invisible to telescopic eye, infinity, the star that would not die.
Whoa, what an end. A violent, loud, furious end to the journey. As Geddy Lee drops into the black hole. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you are listening to Brad's Vinyl. We just finished up the B-side of Rush, their fifth LP, A Farewell to Kings. Starting out with Closer to the Heart, then Cinderella Man, Madrigal, and Cygnus X1, Book 1, The Voyage, including three parts and a prologue. Prologue Part 1, 2, and 3. Very creative. It's the story of a journey into the constellation of Cygnus and on into the black hole. Yeah, with a loud and violent ending there, spinning, whirling, and still descending, and on, and every nerve is torn apart. And the lyrics on the inside cover actually says, "To be continued." That's right, Cygnus X1, because a future LP actually featured on Brad's Vinyl has the conclusion, Book 2 of Cygnus X1. How about that? So, yeah, you can hear a heartbeat sound at the end of that track as well, so... Creative choreography there, using your imagination. What happens when you go into a black hole? I don't know. You start accelerating faster and faster and faster into oblivion? Or do you go to the other side? Yeah. Seems to be some suggestion of that, especially with the "to be continued" on the end there. So, alrighty. Well, that was the Farewell to Kings LP by Rush. Hope you enjoyed today's Brad's Vinyl. I'm Brad of the Bone, and we'll see you next time.